and somewhere over Laredo. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 21st day of August. It's National Burger Day today. It's also Senior Citizens Day. If you're not posting photos of your senior citizen on Facebook, you're out of the loop. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Stay out of the water. That's a pretty good rule as Hurricane Aaron is creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers and boaters. The storm will be closest to us this afternoon. That means some of the biggest waves in years. The storm currently a high-level Category 2 hurricane, just short of returning to major hurricane status. Watch out for coastal flooding later today in Atlantic City. You'll find free parking today in the Wave Parking Garage.
Governor Murphy was in Atlantic City yesterday. He announced expanded public transportation options in South Jersey. He unveiled a new express shuttle service between Vineland and Atlantic City and a $5 million federal investment for rural and underserved communities in South Jersey to help people get jobs.
Batman. They arrested Batman in Atlantic City. Street performer who wears a costume and calls himself the Atlantic City Batman.
Batman.
Now faces assault charges following a fight the other night during which he allegedly used pepper spray on another man. The 34-year-old Batman, who police say is a resident of Atlantic City, was shown in video from the scene being handcuffed by police on the Atlantic City boardwalk. By the way, we're keeping his real identity secret, just in case.
Your South Jersey weather for today. Patchy drizzle this morning, cloudy and windy this afternoon with a high of 72.
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Please do not drive through high water, whether it's now or later. There'll be some coastal flooding going on the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
Be smart. Don't park your car where it's going to get socked with water.
That's not
all the things.
No bueno.
Don't go swimming today either. It's Cat Country 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts right now.
Well, Morgan Wallen is taking a hard pass on the Grammys this year. He said, nah, not for me. His smash album, I'm the Problem, won't even be submitted for 2026 consideration. The word is, it's honestly less about beef with the Recording Academy and more of like a thanks, but no thanks after past snubs. Honestly, when your record tops the charts for 11 weeks straight and counting, like who really needs a trophy at that point? And I think he's just over it. And he's tired of everybody winning that. That's what won. Okay. Well, we've got the details on Morgan Wallen boycotting the Grammys up now at catcountry1073.com. Brad Paisley and his wife Kim are officially emptying the nest. Well, I guess halfway. Their oldest son, Huck, is headed off to college, and Kim just shared the sweetest throwback, a note that Huck wrote her when he was 7. It said, come visit me in college. C-A-L-I-J is how he spelled it. So cute. Now it's real life, and Brad and Kim are in their feels over their first college drop-off. Check it out right now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Donna. Sound effect day here at Cat Country 107.3. We need to build our radio library of sound effects, and we want you to voice the sound effects.
Pac-Man, I can't do that.
Yeah. Can you do a cow or a turkey?
No.
Maybe a boat whistle? We'd love to hear from you. 609-383-1073. Phone lines are now open.
That's mine.
What was that?
A hiss.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
We might use that at some time.
Yeah.
609-383-1073. If you can do some sort of great sound effect with your voice. 383-1073. That's 609-383-1073. If we don't answer the phone right away, we'll get to you as soon as possible.
Promise.
It was 5 years ago today. We had, we're still going through COVID.
Yeah.
What could be worse than that?
I don't know.
South Lake Tahoe, California. A man there has tested positive for the plague. Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. Beth has sent us the joke for news today.
Beth, thank you so much.
So two kids are arguing over whose dad is the biggest scaredy cat.
Oh, no.
The first kid says, my dad is so scared when lightning strikes, he hides underneath the bed.
Aww.
Second kid says, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
My dad is so scared when my mom has to work the night shift, he sleeps with the lady next door.
Oh, no. Well, that's why you don't talk about your dad's kids.
It's Cat Country 107 Point Takers. Our phone number is 609-383-1073. We need some new sound effects, and we need you to voice those sound effects. What sound effect can you make with your voice?
I can hiss like a cat.
Moo.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was, I would have just said moo.
609-383-1073. We want to hear your or maybe your kids' sound effects. Sure. 609-383-1073. We're going to play back the best ones at 720. But we need you. Oh, look at that. It's a kitty. 609-383-1073. We want to hear your sound effects. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we off to today?
Tampa, Florida. You got yourself a drone. What are you going to use it for?
Uh-oh.
We say a 49-year-old man has been arrested after his drone, allegedly loaded with drugs, crashed into a house the other night. Police discovered the drone contained methamphetamine and fentanyl. One of the bags recovered from the drone had the words, share this, printed on it. Good morning. We need to know this morning, don't go in the ocean. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. Today is Hurricane Aaron, creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers and boaters alike. The storm will be closest to us this afternoon. That means some of the biggest waves in years. The storm currently a high-level 2 category hurricane. Watch out for coastal flooding later today. In Atlantic City, you'll find free parking in the Wave parking garage.
Spirit Halloween, with corporate offices in Egg Harbor Township, is the largest Halloween retailer in North America, and they plan to hire 50,000 seasonal employees for this year's Halloween season. All associates also receive a 30% discount on Spirit Halloween purchases. You can apply on their website.
Holy boardwalk, Batman.
Oh, no.
Batman in Atlantic City has been arrested. A street performer who wears a costume and calls himself the Atlantic City Batman faces assault charges following a fight the other day in which he allegedly used pepper spray on another man. The 34-year-old man, who police say is a resident of Atlantic City, was shown in video from the scene being handcuffed by police on the boardwalk.
Your South Jersey weather for today. Patchy drizzle this morning, cloudy and windy this afternoon, high of 72.
31073, we're looking for you to call in and do your favorite sound effects that you can do with your voice. We want to hear them. Right now, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to our friend Howard Hirsch. Howard is 67.
Howard, happy birthday.
From Egg Harbor Township. Happy birthday to Krista Baum of Brigantine. Marie Madeline has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Linda Rizzott of Egg Harbor Township. Linda Rizzott is 66. Mark McPherson of Leesburg is 60. Happy birthday, Mark. Happy birthday to Jessica Redmond of Goshen. Jessica's 41. Stephanie Botta of Cape May is 41. Happy birthday, Sharon Mick of Egg Harbor Township, who's 57.
Nice.
Anna Mutchler of Cape May Courthouse celebrates today. And Marlene Anderson of Pleasantville is 62.
We also have to shout out Preston Bruss from Low Cash. Of course, he's 51 today. Happy birthday.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Jessica Redmond of Goshen. Woo! She's 41. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Sound effect day here at the stadium. We need some new sound effects. So what we need you to do is call us at 609-383-1073.
I'm obsessed with the Pac-Man in the background.
Give us your best sound effect.
Wait, that's what that is, right? It's Pac-Man.
Yes.
There's a siren like that in Pac-Man? Why don't I remember that?
I don't. No,
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Ew.
So, can you do any sound effects, Shauna?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. That's my sound effect. I hiss at people when I don't want to talk to them. It's like the best thing that you can do. And it really works.
That's
it
great.
Does work. But I used to be able to make cat sounds, like meow really well.
Wasn't that what you just did?
No, a hiss is different from a meow.
Oh.
Like,
okay. And the hiss is, what animal are you being when you make the hissing sound?
I guess a cat or like a tiger. I don't know. Do tigers hiss? Lions? Do lions hiss?
I think you're just making stuff up now.
No. So, they're cats. They're
so
big cats.
If you can make a better sound effect than Jana, 609-383-1073.
I hope you can.
I can't think of any sound effects I can do right now.
What do you mean? I can think of like 3 that you can do.
All right.
You're really good at doing like presidents, like impressions.
that's an impersonation or impression.
Whatever.
It's not a sound effect.
It can be used as a sound effect. And then you're really good at like the, yes, that one, the heart one. It sounds so good. Listen, just do it.
In the meantime, it's sound effect day, 609-383-1073.
That's really good.
We want to hear your vocal sound effect. 609-383-1073. Or you can hit the button on the Cat Country 107.3 app and says that says leave Joe and John a voicemail. You can do it that way as well. We just want to hear your sound effect, like Keith did a while back. See? There we go. Can you do a cow? Moo.
Moo.
609-383-1073. Yes, you did great.
Moo.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Good morning, Joe and John.
Hi, who's
this?
Good
morning.
This is Mark. I got a sound effect for you.
All right, Mark, you want to tell us what it is or you just want to do it?
Yeah, it's the Dallas Cowboys after it's the Dallas Cowboy fans after the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Okay, go ahead.
And go.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's time for a Jana pop quiz. These can pop up at any time and could be about anything. Two different questions for you, Jana.
Great.
Who's older, you, me, or OMG? You, me, or OMG? Who is older?
OMG?
Yes.
Yeah.
OMG can be traced back to the year 1917.
Who's saying that back then? I want to
tell you. The first documented use of OMG as an abbreviation for Oh My God appeared in a letter written by British Admiral John Fisher to Winston Churchill in September of 1917.
Is that actually what it meant, or?
It was short for Oh My God.
Okay.
He used OMG.
All right. Well, then I guess we nailed it.
Of course, I didn't hear about OMG till the year 2002. So there were some dead years that wasn't used, I guess.
The lost years.
Let's see. Here's one more question for you. What emoji do girls hate the most?
Is there an eggplant emoji?
No.
No. Okay.
Here's our favorite girl from TikTok.
This is a message to every man. Girls don't like it when you react to their text message with a thumbs up emoji.
Ah.
It's rude. It's rude. Why didn't you heart the message? A thumbs up emoji? No girl is going to respond well to that. Heart the message. The thumbs up reaction shouldn't even be a reaction. It shouldn't even be allowed.
So not only am I being judged on my words but and my facial expressions, now my choice of emoji on the air, 609-383-1073. The prize, four tickets, count of four, to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire at Xfinity Mobile Arena. It's the new name for that big building.
That used to be the Wells Fargo Center?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got four tickets for Hot Wheels Glow and Fire when you win trivia this morning. Normally, we don't do multiple choice questions, but today essentially is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Because there are only really five possible answers.
Right.
So here we go. You can only give one answer, by the way.
That's fair.
What is the furthest east of North America's Great Lakes? What is the furthest east lake?
Of America's Great Lake.
Morning trivia on the air. At stake, four tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire, Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philly. It's this Saturday night at 7:30. You got four tickets when you win. Here's the question. What is the furthest east of America's Great Lakes? The Great Lakes, what's the furthest east lake? Hi, Cat Country.
Hello.
Hi, what's your answer?
Is it Lake Erie?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, good guess.
Okay.
Well, we narrowed one down.
Four more possible guess.
Right.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hello, good morning.
Hi. What's your answer?
Greenland.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's not a Great Lake.
We still have four possible answers. Greenland?
He's looking for a Great Lake, if that wasn't clear. I'm not sure if it was.
Hi,
maybe
Cat
it wasn't.
Country, what's your answer?
Lake Ontario?
What, say that one more time.
Lake Ontario?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Woo!
What's your name?
Justin.
Justin, we got four tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks in Philly this weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ontario is the furthest east of the Great Lakes. Greenland
is not a Great Lake?
No. I don't even think it's Greenland. Is there a Lake Greenland anywhere?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong one.
For $75,000, name the five Great Lakes.
Okay. Lake Superior.
Okay.
Lake Huron.
Okay.
Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Lake Ontario.
Yep.
Lake Erie.
It's Cat Country. We're going to 7.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Stay out of the water. Be safe. Don't have, make sure your car isn't in the water if you're in a flooded area that could happen today.
Right.
Because of,
all the things.
The hurricane that is offshore, but it's still being affected by us here. What do you think about, by the way, we're Joe and Jana. This is Cat Country 107.3. What do you think about when you're alone and you're wondering what to do? This guy.
Like when you're bored?
This guy. You got to listen to this guy. What he's concocted, this scheme that he's concocted.
I'm scared.
To use up his free time. This is the best.
I've been using Amazon Prime to buy anvils on Amazon.com for the past 6 months with free shipping. And here's the thing. I just keep returning them. And I'm going to keep doing that until somebody does something about it.
There you go. He orders stuff from Amazon at Anvil. Anvils are like those things, you know, from Wile E. Coyote.
And it drops on his head.
The Roadrunner. Yes.
Yeah.
So he orders these big, heavy anvils from Amazon.
Right.
The Amazon driver struggles to get them to his front door. He throws them in his car, goes to, like, where do you take stuff back?
Like Kohl's, like the
yeah, it's not Kohl's anymore, but yeah. And you just send them back and you get your money back. So he just buys them all the time and returns them all the time. Just for something to do.
Just for something to do. Could you imagine?
Isn't that the best?
No.
And can you imagine the Amazon driver? Oh, my God. Another anvil.
Right. What is going on, my guy?
He's just waiting for somebody from Amazon to finally call and say, what are you doing?
That's a sin.
But in the meantime, why not? Joe and Jana, you've heard the term 6 degrees of separation, right?
Yeah, like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Or 6 degrees of anybody, really. The theory is that you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
And you can reach everybody that way. 6 degrees. However, that's wrong.
Really?
You think it's more than six or less than six?
I think it's less than six.
Facebook says they did some research
mm-hmm.
and shows that people are really only separated by 3.5 degrees of separation.
See? Yeah, that makes sense.
Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Stay out of the water. That's a pretty good rule as Hurricane Aaron is creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers and boaters. The storm will be closest to us this afternoon. That means some of the biggest waves in years. The storm currently a high-level Category 2 hurricane, just short of returning to major hurricane status. Watch out for coastal flooding later today in Atlantic City. You'll find free parking today in the Wave Parking Garage.
Governor Murphy was in Atlantic City yesterday. He announced expanded public transportation options in South Jersey. He's unveiled a new express shuttle service between Vineland and Atlantic City and a $5 million federal investment for rural and underserved communities in South Jersey to help people get jobs.
Batman. They arrested Batman in Atlantic City. Street performer who wears a costume and calls himself the Atlantic City Batman.
Batman.
Now faces assault charges following a fight the other night during which he allegedly used pepper spray on another man. The 34-year-old Batman, who police say is a resident of Atlantic City, was shown in video from the scene being handcuffed by police on the Atlantic City boardwalk. By the way, we're keeping his real identity secret, just in case.
Your South Jersey weather for today. Patchy drizzle this morning, cloudy and windy this afternoon with a high of 72.
3107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
We've got five of them. There is a rule to my favorite tweets. I don't get political. If I say anything about somebody who is political or like the president of the United States, it's not because I'm taking a side. It's just because I think it's darn funny.
That tracks right for you. Yeah, well, I'd say that's true.
Tweet number one. There are more photos of Trump with sex traffickers than me with my parents.
That's a wild
Again,
tweet. Wild.
I don't care what you think about
he said,
him.
That's comedy.
That's comedy right there. Number two, true love. I'd settle for anyone who doesn't leave crumbs in the butter.
Ew, yeah. At least dig them out with the knife, man.
Number three. Today was I was at a group meeting and we were asked to share a talent we have.
Okay.
I went first and described the claw. My ability to reach in my messy bag and pull out exactly what I want. The girl after me shared that she speaks 10 languages.
I can do the bag thing too.
All right.
Not the language thing.
Number four. In other news, congratulations to my therapist for securing a 4-year contract with me.
Woo! Yay, therapy.
These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I'm sorry, but the $5 you gave me off my first order is not worth receiving emails every day for the next three with Joe and Jonna. We already have our dumb story of the morning, but this is kind of a runner-up. It happened the other day in Vernon, Connecticut. Police called out to the elementary school Saturday afternoon to rescue a man who was stuck inside the slide, one of those tube slides that you know.
That's terrifying. Wait, why is a man stuck?
40-year-old man who was wedged in the slide. Firefighters worked to free him. They actually set up ventilation equipment to keep him cool while he was trapped. It took about 30 minutes for them to cut him out of the slide. It doesn't say if he was there with his kids or he just, you know, showed up and wanted to